One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Sarah and I have talked many times about our desire to age as gracefully as possible, and skincare is a huge piece of that. I spend a lot of time and money thinking about my skin, and I have added Ritual to my routine, which just gives me a lot of comfort. Ritual is here for us. They have created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted clinical studies, so we know it's working. They're taking the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual Hyacera is one of several Ritual products that I love. I take the daily multivitamin, I take a probiotic, and Hyacera is that once daily skincare supplement that is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. I recently met a friend for the first time in person as opposed to online, and we were discussing the fact that I am 43, and she said, "I cannot believe how young you look." And I thought, thank you, Ritual, for that. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pantsuit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/pantsuit for 25% off.
Hey everybody, this is Dante from Pantsuit Politics, and I've got Beth here with me, and we're going to be bringing you our first episode of bonus content that's going to be featured exclusively on YouTube, and our topic tonight is going to be this week's Commander-in-Chief Forum that aired on NBC. So Beth, I know you had a lot. We both watched this live together. We were tweeting with a lot of people in the community, and I think we both had a lot of thoughts that we were kicking back and forth. So do you want to kind of give me – this is the to my knowledge, this is like the first Commander-in-Chief Forum that they've ever done.
Yeah.
What did you think?
So the group that advocated for this forum to happen is a veterans organization, and we talk a little bit on the Friday briefcase about – how healthy of an exercise I think it is to have a forum that's exclusively dedicated to the role of Commander-in-Chief. So I loved that aspect of it. That said, there were a lot of things that I did not love that happened in the forum. And we talk about some of those on the podcast. What we didn't get into was a lot of the substantive answers that we heard and how troubling some of those answers were. I think that, for example, Donald Trump's responses to questions about mental health among veterans were handled in a way that I find really problematic.
Can you explain a little bit about what specifically from those answers that you didn't like?
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of the compliments that you hear from Trump supporters circle around this idea that Trump always just tells it like it is. And I think that that is both true and revealing in a negative way. So the first thing that happened was a woman asked him a question about the 20 suicides a day that take place among veterans. And, you know, talk about just getting to the heart of an issue that all Americans should have serious concern about.
No doubt.
So Trump's first instinct in response to this woman, who is herself a veteran, is to say it's actually 22. And that's just incorrect. 22 is an old statistic that has recently been updated. And even if it were actually 22, why is that your first instinct?
One is enough to prompt a sincere response from a question. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, it's not about correcting the figure at that point. It's about responding to the question and the emotion that, you know, that comes with suicide in general, but especially veteran suicide. And you know, a lot of what was discussed last night surrounding surrounding veteran health and improving it, I feel like was never really discussed to the level of detail that I thought it should, in terms of actual policies or actual plans put forth to reform the VA and help basically bring the VA into the 21st century. And my wife works in healthcare, and she says all the time, like, if the VA could be run like a private, you know, healthcare institution, then we'd be much better off. And that's one of those issues that I kind of have to, you know, think of from a federal level, like, how can we be making this process more efficient? And I didn't really hear any of that last night from either candidate.
No, the conversation gets stuck in this really, like everything else, these really black and white terms. We're either going to privatize the VA or we're not. Those aren't the only options, right?
No.
Like, I think the VA is ripe for public-private partnerships.
Because
we should be expanding the choices available to veterans. And that really gets to sort of what I heard that I found so troubling in Trump's remarks. This sense of, like, he kept saying, they need help, the veterans need help. As though the veterans are like an alien species inhabiting our Earth. And that mental health issues are unique to that alien species. I found the way he talked about it to be really stigmatizing. I heard the woman who asked the question interviewed by Rachel Maddow briefly afterward, and she took it that way as well. And I think that until we sort of appreciate that mental health issues affect everyone, and also that our veterans are us, they're not a separate category of people, and they're deserving of the same access to quality health care, and not just quality physical health care, but quality mental and spiritual and emotional health care, we're not making any progress in this area.
Yeah, and I think, you know, our listener and a good friend of mine, Philip Grant, kind of shed some light on this on Twitter last night in our post conversations. And he said, you know, when he came back from deployment, his mental health screening amounted to, you know, three or four questions that he frankly kind of lied on because he didn't want to accept, you know, the truth about his mental state at the time. And, you know, so for a veteran to say that and kind of be that forthcoming with the community and basically say the screening didn't go deep enough. And if you're not ready, as somebody who's struggling with a mental health issue, if you're not ready to confront it and you're not ready to give the answer that a medical health professional can basically expand on, then they, as well as the patient, can just gloss over it and move on to the next case. And so I think it just starts with, you know, putting a little bit more weight into doing more robust mental examinations when vets come back from deployment. So you're getting more of an overall view of their mental health and not just a few questions that you can kind of check boxes and say, all right, well, this person answered these three questions in the way that I expected them to, so we're not going to proceed any further here. And I thought that was an interesting insight from him.
Absolutely. And I'm no expert, but it seems to me that we should just assume that there is something that requires some support when someone comes back from a deployment.
Like, definitely.
I mean, I think that we should look at the whole person coming back from deployment and say, what physical issues do we want to address here? What kind of emotional support can we give this person? We don't have to diagnose people. We don't have to say they have mental health problems. Can't we just say, like, look, it's our obligation. This person has sacrificed so much for us. How do we ease the transition back to civilian life? Because it is a transition every time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, you take it much like you would take anything, you know, any other like traumatic experience. You know, if when you're in school, if a fellow student, you know, happens to pass away in a car crash or something, the very next day, a principal says, you know, there's grief counseling on site. We've got all these things to help, you know. But oftentimes when it comes to basically, when it comes to veteran health and wait times and the bureaucracy that is basically associated with the VA, a lot of times they're just kind of seen as an obstacle instead of a human. And, you know, I've heard this firsthand from a lot of veterans that I know that are extremely frustrated with the VA. And last night I just, you know, again, I don't think we got enough sincerity, and I don't think we got enough thought put towards that problem.
From either candidate. I mean, from I think that they were both inadequate on that subject. Another thing that I found really troubling was Hillary Clinton's response to questions about ground forces in the Middle East. She said, this was the least Hillary Clinton thing I've ever heard her say. She's always so careful. She's always so noncommittal. And she said definitively that we will never again send ground troops into Iraq or Syria. And I just found that remarkable. I mean, her point was that we will defeat ISIS through our other tools mm-hmm. and through partnerships with other countries, which is all well and good.
For
but
sure.
But I think it's bizarre to hear a potential commander-in-chief limiting any option and limiting it beyond the immediate present.
We are special breakfast people here at Pantsuit Politics, but not just when Beth and I are on the road. The truth is, I want something warm from the oven every Saturday morning and Sunday morning. It's just the truth. It makes it feel special, makes it feel exciting. I don't want to work at it. So the first time I ever saw Wild Grain, which is Bake from Frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries, I was obsessed. You guys, I've been a member for over a year. It's amazing. It's so easy. Every item bakes from frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required. You can fully customize your Wild Grain box. You can choose any combination of breads, pastas, pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. And for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit to start your subscription. Sometimes I make one single croissant just for me because I want to feel special, and they're so good. You heard me. Free croissants in every box. And $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit. That's wildgrain.com/pantsuit. Or you can use promo code pantsuit at checkout. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You guys, I love my Aura frames. I have one in my office. I have one in my kitchen. I have given one as a housewarming gift. I have given one as Mother's Day, Father's Day. They are the most amazing gifts because this app is a game changer, in my personal opinion, in digital frames. It makes it so, so easy to get the pictures on there and even videos. It plays like you're in Harry Potter, you guys. It is the best. I love mine so much. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Can I get something off my chest? Every day I feel a little pang of sadness. Because I think about Griffin going away to college. Y'all, he's a freshman in high school. This is not healthy or normal. This is why I have it on my list of things to talk to my therapist about. We all carry around these things, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us. Therapy is a safe space to get these things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. You gotta get it off your chest. And you can get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/pantsuit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/pantsuit.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you said immediately on Twitter that I'm not comfortable with any president saying something that we'll never do. And like you said, it was very unlike Hillary. Having watched her in 2008 and then having watched her through this campaign, she's usually like she's usually uncharacteristically good in these sort of events, these sort of like town hall forums where she has a chance to like let a question sink in, think about her answer. She's usually extremely good at addressing whoever asked the question by name, looking them in the eye. Last night, I think because of the rushed format, and I don't want to kind of armchair QB this, but that format last night was hurried in a way where I think it really threw her off of her game, because she's an incredibly smart person, and typically that a format like that suits very smart people well. Ted Cruz was really good in that format in the primaries. Jeb Bush was really good in that format in the primaries. And Hillary's normally very good. I think that answer came from the frenetic pace that the forum was moving at. And I think she was thrown off. She was thinking fast. And I think a really concrete statement came out of her mouth that I'm certain she regretted this morning.
Well, and I think Matt Lauer had her on the defensive from the get-go by going right at her about her emails, and then on from her emails into the Iraq war vote. And I mean, you could just see that she was pissed. And,
yeah.
And I don't think she ever really found her rhythm or her, definitely not the connection with the room, you know, that you would have hoped if you were working for her, she would have found.
No. And from like a policy standpoint, I think the sentiment is there, like what she wanted to say was that we're going to be extremely hesitant about putting our servicemen and servicewomen back into harm's way within that region. We've been there for a decade and a half, you know, and longer if you count the first Gulf War. And there's some, you know, there's a bitterness in public opinion about having troops in Iraq, in Syria. And so what she wanted to say was, I'm not going to get us back into an indefinite war. But what it came out saying is that under no circumstance will we put troops on the ground. And I just think it's problematic because given the expansion of ISIS and given the instability, especially that we're seeing with the Syrian civil war, you just can't say things like that because you don't know what kind of circumstances will arise in the next 4 years if you're president, and you don't know what kind of forces that we're going to have to possibly quell or get involved with. And, you know, there's just so many question marks that come with ISIS, the war on terror, the Syrian conflict, the destabilization of Iraq in the aftermath of our occupation, that, you know, I want to be with her. As somebody who is, you know, kind of an isolationist in terms of foreign policy, I want to be with her there, but I can't get there for something that absolute.
I can't get there either, especially with the real humanitarian crisis happening in Syria. You know, I desperately want to say we're just pulling the plug. We're coming out of the Middle East. We're going to use our resources at home and focus on America for a while. The world is not allowing us to make that decision in good conscience, in my opinion. And I think that while the American people are fatigued with the Middle East, I also think that the answers from both Clinton and Trump were talking about the Middle East in 10-year-old terms. You know, Clinton has the sense of the Iraq war has gone on too long. We're tired of sort of the Bush era approach. But we're beyond that now. We're in a new ball game with ISIS and Assad right now. And then the other issue that I see on Trump's side is he's still talking about oil and everything. I mean, these conversations are old conversations from candidates that are frankly of another generation from a lot of us voting. It's a tough situation, and I think I'm disappointed that we don't have more fresh ideas and conversations that seem more relevant happening.
Sarah and I have talked many times about our desire to age as gracefully as possible, and skincare is a huge piece of that. I spend a lot of time and money thinking about my skin, and I have added Ritual to my routine, which just gives me a lot of comfort. Ritual is here for us. They have created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted clinical studies, so we know it's working. They're taking the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual Hyacera is one of several Ritual products that I love. I take the daily multivitamin, I take a probiotic, and Hyacera is that once daily skincare supplement that is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. I recently met a friend for the first time in person as opposed to online, and we were discussing the fact that I am 43, and she said, "I cannot believe how young you look," and I thought, thank you, Ritual, for that. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pantsuit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/pantsuit for 25% off. There's not much worse than a dry, itchy scalp. Also, when you get your hair colored and then it does not last as long as you and your stylist discussed, it could be that unfiltered, mineral-filled water is the culprit. Hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin, and about 85% of the United States uses hard water, filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered shower head. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. And they've even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit right. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get 15% off your order with code PODCAST15.
No doubt. I mean, to a voter who is 21, 22, 23 years old, who's interested in politics, who wants to try and pick a side in this race, you know, rehashing questions about and policies and tactics about a decision to go into war when that person was 10 or 9 or 8 years old in grade school is not really going to bring them into the fold into current foreign policy. And yeah, I mean, those problems still linger, no doubt. But at the same time, what I didn't see last night, I saw a lot of looking back last night, and I kind of blame the format and I kind of blame Matt Lauer for, you know, projecting questions in the past. But we have so much looking forward from a foreign policy standpoint. We've got political unrest and economic destabilization in South America. Brazil is going through a huge economic crisis right now, one of the worst recessions in their history. And as an emerging country in a what was a huge economy about a decade ago for the world markets, that's big news to me. What's happening with Vladimir Putin and Russia and, you know, kind of encroaching on NATO and threatening to basically take on NATO forces, and Donald Trump's response to that whole thing was super troubling. We've got the Syrian conflict. You know, we've got so many things going on across the world that, you know, we've got Brexit. We've got so many things happening that foreign policy doesn't just mean Middle Eastern policy. I would have loved to see some sort of fielded question on Brexit and what that could mean for Europe's economic health going forward, and how the United States would respond to that. I would have loved to see questions about South America and Central America and, you know, the health crises that they're having right now with Zika and the economic crises that they're having. But we didn't get any of that. We just got, you know, who voted to go into Iraq and who's going to say, gotcha, and I had it right, you had it wrong. And it was just, it was disappointing.
And those questions as a measure of competence are really important. I would love to see this be like part one of a 3 or 4 part series on foreign policy, because a part of me likes that it was 60 minutes. I think that's accessible to most people. You can hang with 60 minutes, but they tried to cram too much into one section. So, I mean, let's do it again.
Yeah, I agree. I'd like to see another. I'd like to see it slowed down, and I'd like to see the opportunity for the moderator as well as guests asking questions get the chance to do some follow-up and really create a dialogue rather than just sort of like a lightning round from Matt Lauer. But we'll see. It was a good format. Like you said, I like that it was dedicated specifically to foreign policy and veterans affairs and, you know, what the role of commander-in-chief actually entails. So we'll see where it goes from here.
Definitely. I hope we get more of the conversation for sure.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining me tonight, Beth, and thank you guys for listening. We're going to try and bring you more of these, and we hope you dug the conversation. If you want to, as always, like us on Facebook, reach out to us on Twitter, at PantsuitPolitik, no S, and you can reach Beth at Beth@PantsuitPoliticsShow.com and me at Dante@PantsuitPoliticsShow.com.